Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. This podcast, like all my podcasts, is sponsored by two, well, I consider them to be wonderful sponsors. The first is Creative Technology and Innovation, a company designed around John Boyd's OODA Loops, helping you understand how modifying the orientation of your observations can reduce your bias and help you make better decisions. Creative Technology and Innovation. The other sponsor is the novel Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available on Amazon in both the ebook and paperback book form. So if you're interested in picking up a copy of Danny and the Corporate Ladder, it's at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and all the other retailers in both electronic and printed form. Period. There's something about a printed book that still just, I don't know, there's magic in holding a book. But maybe that's just me. Anyway, I'm also releasing today issue 5 of the Machine Intelligence Papers. I was doing 2 a week for 3-4 weeks, but I've kind of slowed down to 1 a week again. That's mostly because I'm actually getting ready to move. Literally, we sold our house 8 days ago, and now we're literally moving. So on this Juneteenth podcast, actually recording this the morning of Juneteenth, because I didn't have time over the weekend. But, you know, I'm getting ready to release that and getting focused on it, and I'm dropping down to 1 a week for this week and next week, possibly 2 this week. It just depends at this point if I have time, because it does take time out of my other things that I have to get done, and one of those is packing. We do have movers coming to do the majority of the packing, but there's still stuff that has to be done. But I'm looking forward to moving to the new house. It's downsizing. We're trying to get rid of stuff, but it's also going to be a very interesting opportunity for us to really kind of take a look at, you know, really where we're going to be, because this is probably our next to the last move. I think after this move, we'll probably be in this house 8, 9, maybe 10 years, and then we're going to move again one last time. Anyway, we did not meet our one goal, which was to be able to put our RV in the front yard, but we did decide in the end that that would kind of be like, you know, a Kentuckiana thing, and it really wasn't as necessary as we thought it would be. But, you know, that was our decision. It doesn't necessarily mean anything about people that store RVs at their house or don't store RVs at their house. Today, I'm not going to spend as much time, just a little bit of time, about, you know, what I put in this week's edition of the Machine Intelligence Papers. I'm still focusing on this concept around, you know, the good and the bad. In particular today, when I released this white paper, it's really talking about what ultimately does it mean when we talk about will AI replace humans? First of all, I think I should be very clear and state that I believe that eventually humanity and AI, this concept of both of them, will merge into an entity that exists as one. I believe evolution, and evolution will create that merger point. And, you know, my arguments are pretty straightforward. You know, what if Albert Einstein had 1,000 years? At full mental capacity, 1,000 years, the number of theories, the number of ideas he could have tested and postulated and come up with and done, I mean, it's just incredible. So if we think about the greatest minds of, you know, humanity having 1,000 years, not 100, it becomes pretty, you know, incredibly valuable to consider. Anyway, that's kind of today's futurist view of the world. It's not that I'm trying to create the impression that I am pro-AI taking over and replacing humans immediately. I believe it's an evolution, and I believe it is an evolution that will take time. You know, maybe 30 generations or more of human beings, you know, somewhere between 250 years to 300 years before the evolution process, you know, becomes complete. And it's kind of, for me, this juxtaposition, because you have to think about what it is that humanity is, because as a human being, I know that we have some pretty bad failings. I listen to some of the far right politicians and some of the far left politicians in the U.S. right now, and I just wonder where are they getting information? Both sides. It's not just that they're so far apart, because they've always been pretty far apart, and I understand them being far apart, because far right, far left, they're far apart. But I guess it bothers me now that they're both so far apart from the truth, that they both are spewing these facts into the universe that are just wrong. Far right, far left, they're both just wrong, and being wrong, they don't see any problem with that. And that bothers me. I know that I'm a little old fashioned in the sense that I grew up in a time when, you know, we had Walter Cronkite. And I know people often fall back and throw that up and say, there was a time when you could trust the news. Well, you could still trust the news. The far right and far left propaganda that pushes the news to this negative thing, they're very seldom losing lawsuits, libel, slander. You know, the only one that, you know, you could even call into question right now as being viable was the slander suit brought by Dominion against Fox News, and that got settled. So in a sense, you know, Fox News will say, well, we settled it because, you know, it would be cheaper than going to trial. And you got to look at it and go, no, $787 million is not cheaper than going to trial. You go to trial, even if you lose, you know, you're looking at well more than $787 million if you lose. But the reality is, it's not going to cost you $787 million to go to court and win. You're probably spending $6 to $8 million. So the reality of what happened there really kind of tarnishes Fox News, but it shouldn't tarnish the concept of the news in general. For the most part, the news has and remains something that is an important part of our society. Washington, Jefferson, Adams all argued that a strong and independent press was critical. And the reason that they argued that was that at the time of the American Revolution, you didn't print things about George III in England. If you printed something about the king, you were on a ship to Australia, right? They used to send you on a ship to Georgia, but, you know, once we started rebelling, they couldn't use Georgia anymore. So they started shipping people to Australia. But the point being, you say something against the king, your butt's on a boat. And that is why the American founders believed that you had to have a free press. The press should have the right to say somebody's a crook. And if they can prove somebody's a crook, then they have the right to push that issue. If you think back to 1974 and 1973, two Washington Post reporters took down an American president. That shows the value of a free press. And anybody that argues against it, you know, probably ought to have their faculties checked, because that's not what this country was founded on. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful start to your week.